Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. Property prices in Singapore have been known to be the highest in the world for quite a long time, but it seems like the already sky-high property prices are on the rise at the moment. So will prices continue to surge, or has it already peaked? Joining us on the phone today to answer these questions is Ismail Ghaffour, CEO of PropNext. Hi, Ismail. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Afternoon, Hong Bin, and to all the listeners. Yeah, really exciting times ahead, I guess.
We are very excited to have you on to answer all these questions. You know, there was a Bloomberg article earlier this month which said about 6 out of 10 people say Singapore property is unaffordable. What do you think? Where do prices stand right now?
I think it is all about expectations, Hong Bin. Mm-hmm. I mean, from which aspect that one would want to have in a property. But of course, I think probably 10 out of 10 will say it's not affordable if you all had a very high expectation and if you want a bigger and a much nicer properties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doubting that generally people have this consensus feeling that maybe property prices are moving too fast ahead of the increment of our income, salaries, and all other things put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So overall, if you look at it, last year, the property prices went up by index 10.6%.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 6 months of this year, we have witnessed a 4.2% growth.
Mm.
Therefore, nobody is disagreeing that, in fact, the Singapore property prices have indeed risen.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing here is this, looking at it, Hong Bin, here is this. One of the key things I felt that in Singapore, everybody do have an opportunity to buy property right size at the right budget.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the key things that, as I said, that is really pushing the prices up, the new launches are achieving, I must say, benchmark prices.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if we look at the average prices of the mass market condominiums have well exceeded the $2,000 in some of all the new launches that was just came out very recently. And that's where people are looking at the big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The headlines were 75% sold over the launch weekend and prices are well above the $2,100 per square foot on average. But that, as I say, is very much confined to new launches.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at public housing, or for that matter, even the resale private property market, there are many other sectors that are still affordable, I must say.
I mean, overall, in general, prices are increasing. So what's pushing prices up?
I mean, we can understand that looking at it, the prices are really definitely on the upper tier. Construction costs, manpower costs, and as well as a tight unsold supply with a strong demand. So developers generally have paid more for the land sites in the recent years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at all our government land sales. The bid has been really coming very strong. And we are talking about the land bid prices over the years have gone up by well above 30-40% 2 years ago. And now, an example will be, let's say, the rest of the core central region, which is the outer area of the District 9, 10, and 11. The average price in 2020, the land bid prices were about $890 to about $900.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it this year, there were three land bid sizes, Jalan Tembusu, Pine Grove, and Dunman. All the land sites, the developers bidded well above $1,300 from $900 to $1,300 per square foot means it has all gone up by more than 40%.
Mm.
So obviously, there's a push up in terms of the prices for the new launches in particular.
Mm-mm. You spoke about the areas that are facing the surge in prices right now. Are there areas in Singapore that are not affected?
I won't say these areas are totally not affected because the surge in prices is almost across in all areas.
Mm.
But I must say, however, there are pockets of areas, particularly core central region.
Mm.
In fact, today, what I look at it, Hong Bin, here is this. Core central region being referred to District 9, 10, 11, and as well as Sentosa and the Marina Financial Hub area.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the supply, actually, there's an issue here is between demand and supply. There are more supply in the core central region. As such, the prices are a little bit more attractive. as developers are sensitive without increasing. While on the other hand, our prices of the outlying area, the OCR, is experiencing a strong demand because of lack of supply. Mm-hmm. And exactly as we witnessed, Amor residents selling 98% on the launch weekend and well above 75% for Lentor Modern, have pushed the prices by on average close to 20% a year ago for some of the new launches in the outlying areas. Therefore, if you ask me, are there some places that are not affected? I must say, Core Central Region is a value proposition right now.
Okay. And, you know, we've seen the Fed raise its interest rates by 75 basis points for a third consecutive time. How does this jumbo hike affect Singapore home loans and property prices?
Yes, it's concerned because at the end of the day, when the interest rates keep going up, there will be an issue about affordability. Mm-hmm. Some people may be affected by the ability to secure sufficient amount of loan, which they may have to right size or may not even decide to enter the market for the time being. Mm-hmm. When we look at the 3-month compounded SORA, it was at about 1.92% as at 26 September, compared to 1.57% on 31st August. So has it moved up? Yes. But one of the key thing here is it doesn't move up in exactly in tandem with mm-hmm. the federal rate. Generally, today, we are talking about Singaporeans are able to secure interest rates about less than 3%. Mm. So what will be the concern? The real concern will be if the interest rates continue to climb into 2023, and we may potentially see home loan rates touching the levels not witnessed over the last 10 years since mm-hmm. the global financial crisis. Mm. Maybe possibly a high 3%. Maybe 3.5, 3.6. But not forgetting the fact that today, we must say, Hong Bin here is this. A lot of cooling measures, mm-hmm. instruments are in place. For example, the total debt servicing ratio previously was 60% and now it's been reduced to 55%. The stress test on interest rate is at 3.5%. In other words, any buyers or investors are subjected to 3.5% when they are applying or securing a loan. Mm-hmm. So all these things have, in a way, safeguarded a lot of Singaporeans buying the property mm-hmm. in the last couple of years. And as such, I'm not expecting people are going to just dump the property just because interest rate goes up by another 0.5% or 1%. And therefore, we are expecting the market to continue to be resilient in coming quarters.
Mm-hmm. And this next question I want to ask you is very important for me because I'm looking for a house right now to rent and prices are so high. And I want to ask you, do you see property prices coming down anytime soon?
I wish I could give you a very good news, but unfortunately, not likely, Hong Bin.
Oh, man.
I suggest please as quickly go and get a unit rather than rent. Mm-hmm. And I really sympathize with a lot of people who are renting because the rental market has gone up by 20, 25, in some instances, even more than 30% over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are very concerned. Mm-hmm. But that's mainly because of a little bit of a tight supply and a stronger demand as the borders are open up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of MNCs are looking at Singapore as their headquarters, bringing in talents and people. And definitely there's a tight supply. Mm-hmm. And that's why the rental market is going up. But the question that you asked me here is, do I see property prices coming down? Mm-hmm. The good news here is I am not expecting property prices to go up at the same rate as last year, mm-hmm. where we had a double-digit growth of more than 10%.
Okay.
However, we are still expecting the property price. For the first 6 months, it has gone up by 4.2%. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of the year, it is still expected to go to 7 to 8%. A little bit moderated, but it's still on a high single digit is what we are expecting. Hopefully, because of the sentiments and the interest rates. But when I look at the balance stock, Hong Bin, mm-hmm. chances are property prices will still continue to go up, but probably 3 to 4% next year.
Mm-mm.
But my suggestion will be to all the listeners will be, how about looking at some of the resale properties?
Okay.
Why do I suggest here is this? The resale properties, interestingly, the new launch, the average price in the third quarter was about $2,092, mm-hmm. while the resale properties in the OCR, outside the Core Central Region, is $1,277, which means there is a 64% cheaper in terms of the price,
mm-hmm.
or it is the gap between the resale and the new launch is 64%.
Mm.
Therefore, people with a little bit of a budget, may well be worth looking at some of the resale properties that they could able to secure one at the, for the time being.
And what factors could actually, you know, push these prices down?
I mean, yes, of course, if there's a prolonged sharp increase in the interest rate, mm-hmm. that may eat into the housing demand and obviously have a knock-on impact on prices.
Mm-hmm.
This is an area that we will continue to watch, monitoring the Federal Reserve's moves.
Mm.
But we are also mindful, we don't think Federal Reserve will continue to increase the interest to an extent that it will also be have got the other knock-on effect negatively impacting the U.S. economy. We know they are increasing the interest to curb inflation, but therefore there is a limit how much the interest rates can go up.
Mm.
But obviously, if Singapore enters into a recession with widespread job losses, this will certainly have an impact on the property market and prices. Unfortunately, we don't think these are likely to happen in the near future, unless, of course, something globally, some other new challenges appears.
Mm-hmm. And earlier you gave a little bit of advice for our listeners to, you know, look at resale properties. But is there any advice to people, other advice to people who are currently looking to buy or rent a house, or maybe advice to those who like to sell their property at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, yes. Hongbin, I think property purchase and sale is a huge commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a huge commitment. People buy not so often during their lifetime. Therefore, it is important to understand a complete picture of the current real estate market before emotionally committing to a property. And one, I would say be prudent and buy within your means. That's most important, keeping in mind that interest rate may stay elevated for the next 2 to 3 years. We never know whether how much high, but we are not expecting interest rates to correct downwards like what we experienced over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something people have to be very mindful about. And other thing I always say here is this, set aside emergency funds to tide over unforeseen events, maybe job loss, or maybe you want to move to another job and therefore there could be a downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or for that matter, even as I said, sharp hike in the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely important to have emergency funds set aside.
Mm.
And most importantly is to right size our home purchase. I mean, I always say don't buy the biggest property that you want and stretch yourself only for the domestic helper to enjoy the space while we work so hard,
mm-hmm.
and probably the dog to go around the playground while we come back so late.
Mm.
So what am I trying to say is, buying a house of the right size within mm-hmm. our means and having a balanced life is really ultimate after all.
Oh, you're definitely right. Thank you for that. And thank you for all the advice that you've given to me and our listeners here at Money FM 89.3. Thank you for joining us today, Ismail.
Thank you so much, Hongbin. All the best to all the listeners too.
All the best to you too. We've been speaking with Ismail Ghafoor, CEO of Propnex. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.